This is Father Rob Ramser from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Cleveland with your reflection on the Wednesday of the second week of Easter. This beautiful story we're hearing in the Acts of the Apostles of Peter's jailing and then being let out of jail is one that reminds us that we too can be in jail at times. We can be imprisoned by our sin, by our fear, by our worry, by our contempt. How many times when we find ourselves in a state of sin, in a state of sorrow, angry at somebody, bitter at somebody, holding grudges, we're really like in the dark, like a jail cell. Nobody else is chained, but we are. The person we're upset with is not affected by our bad decisions, but we carry the load of bricks. We wrap ourselves in those chains. And what does Christ come to do? To bring us into the light, to freedom. Sometimes we have to admit, Lord, I've made a mistake. Lord, I'm choosing hatred over love. I'm choosing anger over peace. I'm choosing sorrow over joy. I'm choosing sin over grace. And he leads us out of the dark into the light, like the angel did with St. Peter. God so loved the world that he gave his only son to save us from sin and many times from ourselves. We don't have it all together. We're not meant to. He's Redeemer, we're the redeemed. He's Savior, we're the saved. Yes, even though we still fall and goof up, he comes to pick us up, dust us off, if we choose to be, and walk forward in a new direction with Christ. My dear friends, even if this Easter season has not started out in the best way, it's not done yet. Let's allow the Risen One to pick us up and walk us forward, knowing his mercy, his joy, and his truth.